All right, I've stalled long enough. It is now time to go through what happened tonight.
What moments had the biggest impact on today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game recap on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, I was still walking into the stadium after making my way down from the studios after our show, and Joe Musgrove faced off against Aaron Nola, and Joe Musgrove, four pitches into the game, Kyle Schwarber, he got the scoring started.
And so far this season, hitting 194 with six home runs. Sends this one in the air to very deep right field. Tatis back at the wall. Fernando will watch, and it will go. A moonshot that just drops down onto the home run deck beyond the right field fence. A leadoff homer for Kyle Schwarber, and the Phillies take a 1-0 lead.
And game still not out of reach. Joe would get Trey Turner and Bryce Harper to ground out, but Alec Bohm doubled, JT Realmuto walked, and Brandon Marsh had two on and two outs.
A one pitch, and Marsh lines it into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Fernando racing over to the line to try and cut it off. Gets to it right in front of the fence. Bohm comes in to score. They'll hold Realmuto as Fernando unleashes a throw to the plate. But it's an RBI double for Brandon Marsh, and the Phillies now lead it 2-0.
And Joe would get out of the inning after that deficit of 2-0. And the Padres would go down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. That would be Aaron Nola would be very tough tonight. And we will reveal how tough he was in a little bit. But Joe Musgrove, he did settle down in the top of the second inning and got through the inning after seeing just four Phillies batters. No runs. The Padres got some guys on in the bottom of the second. Graham Pauly hit a moonshot to the fence in right field. Honestly, from where I was sitting, I thought it was gone. It sounded like it was gone. It looked like it was gone. Everybody in the press box thought it was gone, but Graham Pauly and his home run was not gone. It was caught at the wall. So we will revisit Graham Pauly here short. Musgrove going back out for the top of the third, and Bryce Harper did this.
3-2, Harper unloads one to deep right field. Fernando turns around to watch, and well into the lower level down the line. A long home run. Sixth of the year for Bryce Harper, second of the night for the Phillies, and they now lead it 3-0.
Joe would recover and strike out Alec Bohm, but then JT Realmuto would double, and Brandon Marsh once again came to the plate with a Philly on second base.
Here's the pitch, and that's hit in the air to very deep right field. Fernando again just going to turn around and watch another home run. Two-run shot for Brandon Marsh here in the third inning, and the Phillies now have a 5-0 lead.
Things were getting bad, and the very next hitter, Nick Castellanos, it got worse.
They got a 5-0 lead as Castellanos sends this one high and deep to left center. Azokar racing into the gap. He will leap up. It's going to go. Home run off the top of the wall, and the Phillies go back-to-back here in the third inning. They have homered four times tonight, and it's 6-0.
Yeah, no more damage done in the inning, but the Phillies, as you heard Jesse just say, led 6-0 after a four-run top of the third. Padres get a leadoff single from Jose Azokar in the bottom of the third. Two quick outs from Xander Bogaerts and Fernando Tatis Jr. But Jake Cronenworth had Azokar on second and two outs.
And Cronenworth waits on the breaking ball, loops it down the left field line. Marsh charging, dives, can't make the catch, rolls behind him. Azokar comes in to score. Cronenworth rounding second, gets about halfway to third, and then retreats. Padres on the board at 6-1.
All right, 6-1, Padres on the board. Top of the fourth, Trey Turner singled with one out, and Alec Bohm would eventually drive in Turner for a 7-1 Philadelphia lead after Jeremiah Estrada relieved Joe Musgrove after being called up earlier in the day. Joe Musgrove went just 3 2/3 innings on the night, gave up 8 hits, 7 earned runs. He struck out 4, he walked 2, and he gave up those 4 home runs. That was the end for the Padres tonight. And again, the 4 home runs would be a career high for Joe Musgrove giving up on the night. His ERA now on the year 6.94. So Joe Musgrove struggled tonight. He's struggled to start the season. His last start against the Cubs, you know, he went 7 innings, only giving up 2 runs, but we'll talk about Joe Musgrove in a little bit. Estrada would settle things down, and not much happened. Aaron Nola struck out the side in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Manny came up with 2 outs, single to right. Then Profar singled, but Ha-Seong Kim would strike out to end the threat. Tom Cosgrove replaced Jeremiah Estrada to start the seventh. Alec Bohm would reach, then JT Realmuto would hit his fourth homer of the year to make the score 9-3. And things were getting a little crazy. Luis Campusano singled to start the bottom of the seventh. And I told you about Graham Pauly hitting one to deep right earlier in the game. Well, this time he just got a little more on it.
Pitch from Nola, swung on, hit in the air to deep center field. Rojas going back. He is at the wall. This one gonna go. Two-run homer for Graham Pauly. He's second in the big leagues. Just missed back in the second inning. Gets a hold of this one, and he takes Aaron Nola out. Now a 9-3 game.
105 off the bat from Graham Pauly. So, you know, he made it a little bit interesting there with two runs in the bottom of the seventh, but that would be the final score, 9-3. Aaron Nola would have a very, very nice game. He would end up going, I believe, 8 innings, and he struck out 10. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct information. But, yes, Aaron Nola moves to 4-1 on the season. And he ended up throwing, because I was watching the pitch count the entire night, and it did seem like Aaron Nola was just completely locked in. He threw 106 pitches tonight, 74 of those for strikes. So he, like I just said, very locked in. On the other side, Joe Musgrove falls to 3-3 after going those 3 2/3. He threw, let's see here, Musgrove threw 90 pitches, 57 for strikes, but the Phillies' power was on display tonight. And I don't know what it is about Kyle Schwarber and Petco Park, but Kyle Schwarber loves to hit home runs in Petco Park. The Phillies love to hit in Petco Park. And coming into the game, it was the kind of the storyline was that the Phillies offense hadn't really picked it up yet, even though they have all these superstars, have these guys that can put up some runs. And tonight they did. 9 runs for the Phillies on 13 hits, no errors. Padres, again, 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. 2 runs in the first for the Phillies, 4 runs in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 2 in the seventh.